Okay, we'll do the sugya of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Kiyar, Lina, Yoitze, and all the small little sugyas, not Pigul, and not Shchita and Machshavas, or Kabbalah, Zrika, but all the side issues of Karbonis, of Kachim, like I said, Psul Yoitze, and Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and Lina, and all these different things which come up in Zvachim. So let's start the sugya and the Yud Tesem Beis. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Kidesh Yodov V'Raglo V'Yoyim Ein Tzorich L'Kadesh B'Layla. If the Kohen washes his hands from the Kiyar during the day and he continues working in the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Tzorich L'Kadesh B'Layla. He doesn't have to make a new Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. The Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim of the day suffices for the night. But Balaila Tzorich L'Kadesh B'Yoyim. But however, if he did Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim at night, then he has to do it again for the day Avodas. Sukkin Rashi. Ein Tzorich L'Kadesh B'Layim Yotzev V'Lo Yisiach Daitoy. Separate discussion. Tzorich L'Kadesh B'Yoyim Aleph Kin Misayim Milser Shahalina Poiseles B'Kiddush. Because just like Lina passels by Kachim, and by Bosor, Loyolin Zevach Chagaboy Adaboykel, by Kachim, Lina passels, overnight is going to become possible by Bosor, is going to become possible by Dam, Zrikas Dam becomes possible by Dam, becomes possible by Lina. So we also learn from Amuda Shachar, who is Lina, from Amuda Shachar, then Emurim become possible. So too, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the person underwent becomes possible by Shachris, by Almud HaShachar, and hence he needs a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It's a kind of a funny concept, because if you talk about the Mei Kiyar, the water in the Kiyar, so it's in the Kli Sharis, you can say that's Nifsal Belina, I get that. But the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, which the Kohen washed his hands in the middle of the night, or before doing the Emurim, he washes his hands, the water is dry, it's not on his hands anymore. So what exactly becomes Pasul Belina? It's not really clear, right? There's nothing there to become Pasul Belina. Just the fact that he washed his hands, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, that becomes antiquated, that becomes Pasul through Alois HaShachar. But there's nothing really here to become Pasul, it's a different type of concept. That's why it's a little strange, but that's the concept of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, which Rashi says becomes possible by Lina. So that's Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe holds. Correct, but that's because of Heschadas. Heschadas needs a new Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Lina, we don't really find such a concept that, you know, on an Avodah which I did, on the action which I did, the Lina passes it. But in Gemara and Pashut, it's a new day, kinda, and therefore the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim doesn't count. Divrei Rebbe, Shoy Rebbe Oimer, Lina Me'eles B'Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Lina is like Me'ila, meaning it defiles the original Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. That's Rebbe. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon says, Ein Lina Me'eles B'Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. No, if you don't leave the Beis HaMikdash, and you're not Mesiach Das, and you don't go out, then Lina itself doesn't passel Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, Machlekes Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Tanya Idoch, a new brisa. Hayayimed umakiv al gabim mizbeach kol alaylo. If you're busy on the mizbeach the entire night burning day murim, la'ira the next morning ton Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Divrei Rebbe, again, you have to wash your hands again, hands and feet. You need a new Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, that's Rebbe holds. Since he washed his hands and feet at the beginning of the Avodah, you don't have to wash your hands even for 10 days. You don't have to wash your hands. It's all continuous Avodah, and therefore, Lina doesn't pass all Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. As long as you start in the beginning, you're good. Says the Gemara, Utzricha, why need both braces? Maybe in the first case, doesn't say he was continuous doing the Avodah. He did the Avodah one day, and the next morning, he needs a new kiddush with Einberg Leim. Aber behodel lei posik lei. But in the second case where he was continuously on the Mizbeach doing the Avodah, Eim amoyed lei Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, V'yash mina behol bokem Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, Aber vay amoyed lei Rebbe, Tzricha. In other words, we need both brises to tell me both halachas, why you need kiddush with Einberg Leim. According to Rebbe, again, according to Rebbe, you need kiddush with Einberg Leim, even if you work continuously, me avoida la avoida, you still need kiddush adayim reglaim. Lina passels the original kiddush adayim reglaim, no matter what. According to the Rebbe of Shimon, even if you're not continuously working avoida la avoida, the fact that you did today your kiddush adayim reglaim is enough to last you until your mesiach das, until your yaitse. Yes. Nothing, just the Aftaris and Murim. Yeah, that's the Avodah they're doing at night. Correct. Now, that's the first Gemara. Continues the Gemara. My time the Rebbe. What's the reason to Rebbe? Why does Rebbe hold every day he needs a new Kiddush at Einberg Leim? The Chassid, we're holding by the arrow by the first one. My time the Rebbe, the Chassid, because it says, Begishtom. Begishtom, when the Begishtom, they have to wash their hands. Begishtom, when they approach, says Rashi. The gisha the shachis gisha achiti shariyeshkan marocha chadosha. It's a new pyre, a new marocha, and therefore it's a new gisha, and therefore every day is considered a new begishtom. Rabbi learns it from a pasuk begishtom, a new thing. Every day needs a new gisha, and therefore every day needs new kiddush adayim v'raglaim. My time, the Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, Dixi Bevoyom. He doesn't hold a Begishtom. It says Bevoyom, Vareze Lo Yotze. Once he came in, he doesn't have to wash his hands again. We don't know Begishtom, just Bevoyom. That's Machlok is Rebbe and Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon. Any questions? Straightforward? Jonathan, you with us? Well, it seems to be Machlok. Whatever. I mean, I gave you the Svara. The Gemara doesn't give a svar at all. Right? Okay. Doesn't give a. How do I know? Because the pasuk yes, Megishtom, not Megishtom. That's what the Gemara says. First thing. Next Gemara, number two. The Gemara, the next daf, Zvachim daf Chofam daalef. So again, we're talking about over here. Lina, if Kiddush Adayim Reglaim, if Lina overnight, you need a new Kiddush Adayim Reglaim. Machlek is Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon. Omer Rebbe Yechanan, says Rebbe Yechanan, a new halacha. Kidesh yodo v'raglof, litruma sadeshen. If you washed your hands and your feet for the truma sadeshen. Now, truma sadeshen was done when? First thing done in the morning, correct? When was it done? Not clear. The Rambam says, sometimes Yom Kippur is done from chatzoy salayla, middle of the night. Mikoy sagevel. But when was that? So generally it was done around Alois HaShachar time. It was all the way in the beginning, it was done around Alois HaShachar time. That's the Truma Sedeshen. But now you wash your hands in the middle of the night. But you washed it for the Truma Sedeshen. Kidesh Yogrog, Kidesh Yodav Raglov, Litruma Sedeshen. Right? What? Litruma Sedeshen. Now, Lamachar, the next day means after Alois HaShachar, says the Bi'echanon, Einoi Tzorich Lekadesh. You don't have to wash your hands again. Shekva Kidesh Mitchilas Avoida. Because you just wash your hands for the beginning of the Avoida, for the Trumas Adesha. Hence, you don't have to wash your hands again, even though you washed it before Alois HaShachar. Says Gemara, says Laman, who we're following. Ile Rebbe, if you're following Rebbe, Ha'omar Paslalina. Rebbe says, at night, Alois HaShachar passed, says Rashi. V'lino b'amud HaShachar talia d'chsiv ad boiker. So who cares? I wash my hands for the Truma Sedeshen. But I wash my hands before Alois HaShachar. And lina poiselis, according to Rebbe, lina pasos ma'amud HaRab Shachar. Ile Rebbe Lozer v'Reb Shimon. And if you're following Rebbe Lozer v'Reb Shimon, so why do you have to say it's okay? Because you did it for Alois HaShachar Truma Sedeshen, which is Mitchilas Avoida, it's the beginning of a new day, kind of, it's a new beginning of an Avoida. Ha'amai says, Ein Tzach L'Kadosh, Avil M'kan V'Ad Tzach Yomim. According to Blas B'Shimon, even 10 days, you don't have to wash your hands. If you didn't leave the base of Mikdash, he doesn't hold the Begishtom at all. So who is this following? The Gemara's Kasha. Amabaya says, Abaya, Loilom l'Rebbe. Really, we follow Rebbe, which says that what you need every day, lina pasos kiddush adayim raglayim. Lina pasos, you need a new kiddush adayim raglayim. So why over here, if you did it before alayis shachar, don't you have to do it again? The lina derabbanon he. The whole Indian that lina pasos is only midrabbanon. Umoidi the mikusa geva tzafra leipos lalina. And therefore the Chacham said, you write lina pasos midrabbanon. But if you did it right before alayis shachar, from kreis hageva until tzafra, until the morning, leipos lalina will give you special dispensation. You don't have to wash your hands. Why? Because the whole din of lina passes only the rabbanon, and therefore, if you did it right before alayis shachar from kreis hagever, from the rooster crowing, that's enough. You don't have to wash it again. Leipos lalina. That's the first teretz of Yomar. Question number one, off the bat, Svasemes, they all ask the question, what do you mean? The Gemara is going against the Gemara before says, Rebbe holds from Begishtam. He learns from a Pasuk. How can you say Rebbe holds the Rabbanon? The Gemara says Begishtam. Question number one. Next thing, says the Gemara, Rabba says no. Lailam, Rebbe Lozbe Rebbe Shemon he. Really, it's Rebbe Lozbe Rebbe Shemon who says what? That you don't have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim at all. Why? Even 10 days. Once it's bevayim, once you go inside, you don't have to wash your hands again. Where did Rabbi Yechanan agree with Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon? Only b'tchilas avoida. As long as you wash your hands before the beginning of an avoida. Not if you wash your hands at the end of the thing, then Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon never said it. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yechanan dvarav, sh'Rabbi Lazar nechaynim b'mekadish yodah b'tchilas avoida sayayim. The loy possible alina. The loy be misha kiddush belayla lahakke chalavim shusayf avoida sayayim esmoil. What's the kasha with that? Kasha is, like, where did Rabbi Yechanan make this up? Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's even 10 days, no good. Comes to Rabbi Yechanan, no, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon only says halacha, the mekadesh betchilas avoida. Beginning of a day, that's where it counts for 10 days. Like, where do you get this from? Made up a new shita. Again, not Abaya doesn't fit with the previous Gemara, and not Rava doesn't fit with the previous Gemara. They both don't fit with the previous Gemara. What shot in this Gemara? That's the first two questions. Next question. The Rambam. Let's turn to the Rambam. Yes. According to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Abaye, according to Rava.
No, sorry.
Right, there's Abaye and Rava in Rabbi Yechanan.
Yeah, Rava.
I think he means to say he would not say it if you didn't wash your hands at the beginning of the day. You wash hands at night, then he never said it. You wash hands at night, then he didn't say if you left. Then, if you didn't leave, you're still good. The whole halacha that you have from 1 to 10 days is you start at the beginning of the day. Like, what's the difference? What's the chat? Doesn't make sense. And it's against the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that. Well, why would a Bible rubber, mind you, 300 years after Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, say noob shot, make up noob shot him, and ignore the whole previous things? Hard to understand. Look to the Rambam. The Rambam in B'yis HaMikdash Perkei, Halacha Ches, says the Rambam, Kidesh Yodov Hayoim Tzorich Lachzor L'Kadesh L'Mocho Afopi Shlo Yoshan Kol HaLayla. Shayadayim nifsalois belina. Kidesh balaylo vihikti chalovim kol alaylo. Tzorich lachzo lekadesh bayoim lavoidas hayoim. Who does Rambam Paskin like? Straightforward, right? Like the two brises, Rebbe. In other words, A, every morning you have to do new kiddush adayim v'glayim, and if not, nifsalois belina. B, even if you're up the whole night doing the burning the limbs on the Mizbeach, you still have to make a new Kiddush, Yadayim, Raglayim, on the day. Even Ma'avoida La'avoida, like Posek Ma'avoida, he passes like Rebbe, straightforward. Barur. Kesem Mishnah says on the side, Ches, Gamze Kerebi Vebreise, Shekhusafti Beferek Zeh. Hainu Kerebi Vebreise, Gamze Kerebi Vebreise. The Kesem Mishnah on the side of the Ramam, clearly, Ram passes like Rebbe. Continues the Rambam Malachites. Kidesh yodav raglov litruma sadeshen. If you wash your hands and your feet for the Trumas Adeshen, Afalpi Shuhu Mekadesh, Koidim Shetale Hashemesh, even though you wash your hands and feet before the sun rises, Einoit Sorich Lachzo Lekadesh Achasheira Yoim. You don't have to rewash your hands after the day starts, Share Bitchilas Avoides Ayoim Kidesh. Because you wash your hands in the beginning of the Avoides Ayoim. Who's Raman Paskin like? Well, he passes like a Birchanon. Correct? Clearly, he passes like a Birchanon. For Truman says he doesn't have to. Well, who does he pass like? Rava or Abaya? Well, I'll tell you the problem. Wait. Pashtus. If the Raman Paskin's like Rebbe, yeah. Right? So the only one that fits Rebbe Yochanan like Rebbe is who? Is Abaya. But if the Raman Paskin's like Abaya, the reason is not Sharei B'tchilas Avodas Hayom Kidesh. The Raman should have said the reason is because it's only the Rabbanon, so therefore it's okay. If he gives the reason of Rava, the Raman is clearly saying the reason of Rava, Sharei B'tchilas Avodas Hayom Kidesh. If he holds like Rava, then Rava goes like Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon. And if he holds like Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon, it's even good afilu mikan v'adaseh yomim. So how does the Raman Paskin both like Abaya, like Rebbe, and then the Paskin like Rava, Rebbe Elazar ben Rav Shimon? Elamai, so Sfas Emes says, no. The Raman Paskin's like Rebbe, like Rebbe Yechanon, according to Abaya. He doesn't pass like Rava, Paskin like Abaya, Sfas Emes says. I was the Tchilas Yom Rebbe Tzkidesh, doesn't I know what that means, because that's what the Gemara says. But really it means to say it's only the Rabbanon. Number one, it's hard to say that's only the Rabbanon. Because if he paskins like Rebbe, and he paskins like Abaya, Rebbe Yechanon, he must paskin like Abaya, so it's only the Rabbanon. So why does Rama say, Shaydayim Nifsolais Belina? Nifsolais Belina is not the Rabbanon. So then the rights are Pashtus. Otherwise Rama says, not by Kochim, all the Rabbanon is yet Kochim, but he had it. So why does Rama say, Shaydayim Nifsolais Belina? Doesn't make sense. So Elamai Rama doesn't paskin like Abaya, he paskins like Rava, which is like a blood of Shimon, doesn't fit with the first Rambam. So what are we doing in this Rambam?
No, because that's exactly Rabbi Yochanan's side. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rebbe, except in the case of Trumas Hadesh, and then he holds like Rabbi Shimon also.
No, that's Rava. That's Rava.
Right, and that's exactly what the Rambam's doing.
I know, what does that mean though? That's not what the Gemara says. That's not what the Gemara says.
He's not changing Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's shita. He's adopting Rebbe shita in a normal case. In the case of Truma Sadesh, then he passed into like.
So how's that? How do you do that?
I don't know.
I hear what you're saying. I like what you're saying. And you're spot on. You're spot on. If you learn the Gemara, that's saying. But how do you do that? The Gemara's not saying that. And it doesn't answer the kasha of Nifselas Belino and what's name. It doesn't answer the question that here it's from a possibly Gishtom, here it's not. What's going on? So that's question number one. Question number two, I hear what you're saying. I mean, you learn like that Shad Gemar, then Rabbi Yochanan has the third shita, which is a little bit of Rebbe and a little bit of Rebbe. Right? We're going to get to that. Evan Ozel says like that. This is Am Meltzer. Beautiful. And Seth Keller, of course. But he didn't work it out. We have to work it out how it works out in the sugya.
But it can't happen to Rabbi Yochanan to do that?
We'll see exactly what Rabbi Yochanan, what Rav is saying in Rabbi Yochanan. We'll get to that. But at least, Poshup Chat, the Sfas Emes does not learn like that. Sfas Emes says, no, he passed like Rebbe. If he passed like Rebbe, how could the Yochanan fit with Rebbe? Only with Abaya. Well, if it's only with Abaya, it's within the Rabbanon. So the whole thing, that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Sharei B'tchilas Avodas Hayom Kidesh, it's not mashma the Rambam like that. Question number two. Question number three is in general. If you notice the Rambam actually happens to learn himself that when it comes to Lina, right, when it comes to Lina, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, so the Rambam says that it depends on, meaning the Trumas Hadeshen is after Alois HaShachar, right? And the Lina that we're talking about, the Rambam says, Shetale HaShemesh. What's Tale HaShemesh? Alois HaShachar or Netzach Hama? And then the Rambam says, Acha Sheheir Hayoim. What's Heir Hayoim? It's not that Heir Hayoim is, it only passes Belina, Acher, Ein Tzorach Lachzakas, Acher Sheheir Hayoim, seems to be Netzach Hama. So the Pkivega learns, and based on another Rambam, in number 5 on the sheet, that the Rambam says, number 5, turn the sheet half the down. What?
That's a bias sheet.
Wait, turn the sheet. What are you holding?
Five.
Which Abaya?
That here.
I know. What Kreis Ageva at Safra? So the Rambam, no. Rashi learns, Kreis Ageva at Safra means early in the morning, and Safra is Alei Sashachar.
Okay, what's the Rambam saying?
No, he doesn't say that. He says, Shehei Rayom. Hei Rayom is Alei Sashachar. Hei Rayom is daytime.
Then what's the
other time? Kreis Ageva seems to be...
Tala
Shemesh is Alois Hashachar. Is Kreis Ageva. Tala Shemesh. So Rambam pushed everything over from Hei Yom is Netzachama.
Okay, and then so go back to the Gemara.
Rashi doesn't learn like that because all Lina is Alois Hashachar, right? Dam is Nifsal, Emurim is Nifsal, Boss is Nifsal, Alois Hashachar. So the Rambam happens to hold, and Kivega points it out, that when it comes to Kiddush or Daim Raglayim, if different, their Lina is not Alois Hashachar, their Lina is Netzachama. And he learns his whole Gemara, not like Rashi, but he learns the whole Gemara. Tumas Hadeshin is when? After Leis HaShachar. Kreis HaGever is when? After Leis HaShachar. The rooster crowning, that's after Leis HaShachar. And you wash your hands when? After Leis HaShachar. But it would usually passel Belina from Netzachama. And since you did it over here for Tumas Hadeshin, it's okay. So Kivega asks the question, number 5, look at the 5, in the Shidi Ramam. Emes HaTumas Hadeshin M'chol Yoyim Mishyalem U'Deshachar. Right? Tumas Hadeshin from Amud HaShachar. So the Lecha Mishnah brings down that the Gemara says it's Kriyas HaGever. So the Gemara says, when is Kriyas HaGever? So the Rabbeinu, the Lecha Mishnah says, Rabbeinu loy bir klal, mizel esta mishyal amud HaShachar. V'loy dati lomo. V'ulay demasalei da'ayt idi v'idi chad shi'uruhu. So the Kivega says that ayin zvachan dafchof, v'med amrin amoy de Rebbi, the Mikus Gavra at Safra loy pas lalino, mash v'likus the Gavra, who kaidim alay sashacha, the Rik Psulina, the Rebbi, lin yikidishu alay sashacha. You know, the Rashi says that in entire Kachim, Linas is alay sashacha, Lina by Dam, Lina by Murim, Lina by Bosor is all alay sashacha, and therefore, Christ HaGever must be before alay sashacha, and alay sashacha, Safra is alay sashacha, and that's when Lina is. But the Rambam says that the whole Tumas Hadeshin doesn't happen until after Alois HaShachar. So, Kreis HaGever, right, according to the Rambam, you wash your hands after Alois HaShachar, but before Netzachama. So, Kivega says, it seems to be that the Rambam holds, Ula Maramam Perkei, Baruchus Bias HaMikdash, Kaim Shetale HaShemesh, Masha, the Inyakidish Bina Zrichas HaShemesh, Veloya Alois HaShachar. Which means that the cutoff point for Lina, for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, on the person, whether he has to wash his hands again or not, has to do with Bias HaShemesh, which has to do with Netzachama. The Rambam is consistent. Question is, why is it different than all the Kachim? What's the Svar? Where does Rambam get it from? Why should it be different than the rest of Kachim? What's unique about this case? Kreis HaGever, Rambam, well, when is Kreis HaGever? The rooster.
Yeah.
No, so the Gemara says that Kreis HaGever is when they would call people to work in the Beis HaMikdash, wake up, O Kahanim. It's not clear when that is. I know. But the Rambam clearly says it's until Hel HaShemesh, that's when you have Lina. So the Rambam is consistent that everything is pushed over. The question is, why is Lina on Kiddush Adayim Raglayim different than all the other Linas? So the Issa Zalman, I'm brought down from Minchas Avram, and he really quotes Bissa Zalman. Bissa Zalman is so hard to read, so I took from this sefer, which I, you know, is easier to understand. But he says that Yisoid the following. He says like this. He says that perhaps he says the Yisoid that Seth said, that that's pshat in the Gemara, right? But how does it make sense? Another, how do that's what the Rambam is telling us. What is the Rambam telling us? That what Seth? What were we saying? What's in a nutshell?
That
in other words, that you can hold like, you can always hold like Rebbe, right? And he always paskins like Rebbe. However, by Trumas Hadeshin, he paskins like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, not that Rav is saying that Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, even though he's always Mekel, here he's Machmir. No. that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like completely like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon when it comes to Trumas Hadeshen. That's what he's saying. In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Rava really holds. Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rava says Rabbi Yochanan holds. Do we have Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? We always passing like Rabbi, which means it's always Pasos Belina. But when it comes to Trumas Hadeshen, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon completely, and therefore there's never a problem. That is the way he sets it up. What's the svara behind it? So I'll tell you how he explains it. A little bit different, but yes. What do you mean, how far?
I mean, there is a time limit there, right?
And, no, but you can do it even, push it flat, even in the middle of the night. If you wash your hands for that.
No, for that, I'm saying the end. When's soif on that?
What's soif? If even for Aloysius Shachar, Kung Ram, even for Netzacham, whatever it is. Even though usually Pasal Belina, if you do it for Kiddush Adam Reglaim, it's not going to Pasal Belina. Question is, why is Kiddush Adam Reglaim different? Seth, what would you suggest? And let's not go on the side issue. Let's try and stick, yeah.
Maybe Trumas Hadeshen is different. Meaning, how do you look at Trumas Hadeshen? Is it the end of the previous days of Avodah? Or is it the beginning?
So what is the beginning of the new Avodah? How can you hold like this and like this?
The beginning of the next days of Avodah, it's hard to say that when you're preparing for the next days of Avodah, right? And you're right around the same time, you know, and then you can say, well, now you miss a Belina and it's a new day.
Okay, so they made a special dispensation, but if a Begishtim is a Din D'oraisa, so how does that work?
Well, not so clear.
Lena, but it's, no.
We learn Begishtim.
Oh.
Yeah, Begishtim.
Chumas
yeah, I saw somebody want to say that. It's, don't like that.
The Chumas Hadeshen means the day is over. It can't be Lena. Chumas Hadeshen means it's defining the day. That
the end of the day.
No, it's not.
Begin of the new day.
Yes.
I know, that's what he wants to say. It's begin a new day.
It is.
I know, but then it's halacha only in Trumas Hadeshen.
Right.
Okay, he doesn't want to say it's only in Trumas Hadeshen. In Trumas Hadeshen is a nafkamina in the whole new pshat in the Gemara.
Why the
right, that's the easy way to say. The Trumas Hadeshen is a new day, and therefore when it came to Trumas Hadeshen, the Gemara doesn't say that really, right? Maybe that's what B'Yechon is saying. Your whole tech of the B'Shimon has nothing to do with the blood of B'Shimon. I know, but it's nothing to do with the blood of B'Shimon. You say even Rebbe would agree to that. Why not? What's that to do with Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon? According to this, that's not to do with Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon.
That's why you work out two prices to show that even if you were doing a Avoda, even according to Rebbe, you still would need to do it.
Correct.
So Rebbe would not hold in such a case.
I understand.
So that's why it has to be Rebbe Elazar
ben Shimon. Yeah, but it's nothing to do with Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. It's not that he holds like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. He happens to hold that to Trumas Hadeshen, it would be okay. Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon is even 10 days.
Right, but Rebbe wouldn't hold to that.
Okay. I'll tell you how he sets it away. He said like this. He says, like I said in the beginning, Kiddush Adayim Reglaim is not something which you can put your hands on and say it's Nifsal Belina, right? You can't say the water is Nifsal Belina. There's no water there anymore. It's a new Mechayev on the person to wash his hands. So someone will say, Bleib Mala wants to say that what is it then in the what's the name? One is it before that. Now, when it comes to Kiddush Adayim Reglaim, which is Nifsal Belina, the Gemara seems to say two brises. One is it in the first brisa, whether Kiddush Adayim Reglaim is Nifsal Belina, that's one brisa. In other words, whether Kiddush Adayim Reglaim Machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon is it Nifsal Belina? Or is it not Nifsal Belina? That's the first thing. Tana Rabbanan, Kiddush Adayim Reglaim, Bayoim, Ein Tzoch Lekash Belailo, Divi Rebbe, because it's Lina Mo'eles, Bekiddush Adayim Reglaim, and Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon says, Ein Lina Mo'eles, Bekiddush Adayim Reglaim. That's one case, right? And then there's another case that you're dealing with an Avoida. Do you have to wash your hands when you're continuing the Avoida, which happens to be the next day? Right? So it seems to be two brises. So till now we learned, well, just is it across the board or even when you're doing another avodah? He wants to say that really there are two machlokesim between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. One machlokes is, does Lina pasol by Kiddush Adayim Reglaim? Is there a machlokes whether Lina pasols by Kiddush Adayim Reglaim? Rebbe says, Lina pasels Kiddush Adayim Reglaim. Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon says, no, Lina does not pasel Kiddush Adayim Reglaim. That's one machlekes. Then there's another machlekes. Is every day called a new avodah, a new day? Or every day is not called a new day. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, Begishtom tells me every day is a new Gisha, a new day. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, no, Bevoyom, there's no such thing as every day being a new day. There's no new Gisha, Bevoyom, it's all one thing. There are two separate machlekes. One machlekes is the halacha that lima pasels. Then there's another halacha, you have to wash your hands. Begishtom, says Rebbe, so every day you have to have Begishtom. Rather, lina passes, the lina doesn't pass, so Begishtom is mechayev mi midaraisa, that every day you have to wash hands again. Not because something got puzzled, not because lina passed something, because Begishtom. Meaning it's not one braisa, and Begishtom is the svara to Rebbe's halacha. No, they're two separate concepts. One is, does lina not passel? Halacha number one. Halacha number two, even if your old lina does not passel, it's irrelevant. There's a new halacha that every day is begishtom. And therefore, every day you have to wash your hands again because of begishtom. No, the Pasuk says, Begishtom, says Rebbe, every time when you have a new Gisha, every day happens to be a new Gisha, you gotta wash your hands. Irregardless whether there's a Pasul or not. One second. I know, but the Gemara maybe only links it on the second Brisa. When you're working non-stop, there's a new Allah of Begishtom. I had that trouble also. I know, it's Tzricha, and then the Gemara says, my time at the Rebbe. So maybe my time, Rebbe is only second Brisa. He doesn't discuss, but that's what he wants to say. In other words, there's two concepts. So he wants to say like this: the halacha of Begishtom is a din daraisa. Every day you got to wash your hands. Begishtom. Now there's a new machlekes. Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon on a din does lina pasul midrabanan. You write there's halacha Begishtom. I got to wash my hands every day. But it's a new question that even if whether you hold, you have to wash hands every day, midaraisa or not, midarabonon chazal came along, and they said, you know what, if it's lina, it's going to pasul midarabonon. A separate machlekes, lina pasul midarabonon, even if you have begishtom. Well, you might ask, what's the relevance? If every day I have to wash my hands according to Rebbe because of begishtom, so who cares that it's a new halacha midarabonon of lina? So I'll tell you, nafkamina, very big nafkamina. How about in the case, if the next morning I'm busy with the old maracha, right? I'm doing my haktaras emurim. Is there such a thing? He says, let's say you're burning the evarim and pedarim. Is there ever such a thing that you can burn it two days? Yeah, you could, right? Evarim pedarim on the old maracha, on the old pyre. And it's the next day. So mehilchas begishtom, there's no new gisha, it's the old maracha. But mehilchas lina, well, lina pasos, you dine baglaim, midirabonon. In other words, there's two halachas. One is begishtom tells me I gotta wash my hands every day. Then there's a new halacha, the rabbonon, that lina will pasol midirabonon, your hands. That's one nafkamina. That's the easy nafkamina. What do you mean? One is just begishtom, lino is just midrabanan. Never more than the rabbanan. One second. He says another nafkamina is our case of truma sadeshen. That's how he gets to it. Our case of truma sadeshen, correct? Begishtom, in a case where I wash my hands for the new maracha, for the new pyre, for the new day. So, Truma Sedeshen is part of the new day. So, I wash my hands in the middle of the night. So, Begishtom. They're starting a new day. Every day is called a Gisha Chadosha. Like you all said, Truma Sedeshen is part of the new day. See, if I wash my hands for the Truma Sedeshen, did I fulfill Begishtom? Clearly, yes. I fulfilled Begishtom. So, Midaraisa, I'm good. But now there's a new problem. If you hold lina pasol's midrabanon, then midrabanon, my hands are no good. Why? Because I wash my hands before Alois HaShachar. So even though begishtom I fulfilled, but lina will pasol midrabanon. That's what the Gemara says two things. That's what he learns. Let's read inside, and then I'll show you what the Gemara is saying in Rabbi Yochanan. Let's read inside, over here at the top part, because I want to get it clear. Hada pligi Rebbe Rebbe Lezbe Shimon hu betati. The Chada Pligi, b'din psulina b'kiddush adayim reglayim. Dil Rebbe paslalina, ul Rebbe Shimon melazo, elavaz b'shimon loy paslalina. V'oid nechleku b'din b'gishtom. Dil Rebbe kol yom v'yom have gisho chadosho uboy kiddush mechadosh. Ul Rebbe Shimon loy chashom kol yom gisho chadosho. V'ze isa b'gmora tzichushu b'beizu b'raisis. Not sure what he means with that, and I don't know exactly how he fits into the Gemara, because the Gemara seems to link in the two, and it doesn't, he skims over that. Now he said like this. Now comes along Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, one second. No, before that. V'apizei yesh leimah, the hoda amar baye de psulina de rabbonon, hayne psulina have rak mit de rabbonon. Avodin the Vigishtom have exulted the Reise. In other words, now we understand when Vaya says that Lina is only the Rabbanon, yeah, because the second soul is only in the Rabbanon. Vigishtom is it in the Reise. Second soul, Lina is only the Rabbanon. Behold, the Chav lifts Sul Lina Avkavdika din Vigishtom. Nakminech, the Kiddush Adayim Reglaim, Belaila, Lavoy the Shachis. The Vidin Vigishtom, Lekichison, the Kiddush, Legisha Chadosha. It's for a new day. I wash my hands for the Gishtom, for the new day, for the Trumas Adeshen. So I'm good with that. Abapsulina Iko. That's the first what he says. Now, let's go now to the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan. Number 8. Vapizem misyashev heitev divrei ha-Gemara. Now the Gemara makes sense. Now, Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, if you wash your hands for what? You wash your hands for Trumas Hadeshen. When? Before the morning started, before Alois HaShachar. And then Alois HaShachar happens. And now you have to wash your hands again or not? Says Abaya, very good. Midaraisa, is there a problem of Begishtom? No problem with Begishtom. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. There's no problem with Begishtom. It's the Gisha Chadosh. It's a new day. No problem. What's the only problem according to Rebbe? Lina. Lina is only the Rabbonon. Chazal will make all from Krus HaGever until Alois HaShachar. That's Pshat and Abaya. Makes a lot of sense. Comes along Rava, and Rava says no. I disagree. Comes along Rava and says no. That I don't hold of this heter of psulina. Psulina, which is only the Rabbanon, correct, is only the Rabbanon, but that's even from Krus HaGever. So therefore, you'd have to wash your hands again. Says Rava, but Rabbi Yochanan argues. And Rabbi Yochanan himself paskens like, in other words, till now we had either Rabbi or Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Yochanan paskens on the Daraisa, like Rabbi, but on the Rabbanon, he doesn't hold the Rabbanon at all. He holds like a beloved of Shimon, and there's no Issa the Rabbanon. In other words, remember we said there's two machlekshim. One machlek is begist from Daraisa, Rabbi and Rabbanon of Shimon. Right? And that's if you wash your hands at night, you don't have the new begistom. Then there's another machlekis, whether even if there's no problem of begistom, there's new psulina de Rabbanon. According to Rabbi, psulina de Rabbanon is a valid psul, and how, right? And according to Blaz of Shimon, Midrabbana, there's no psulin at all. He doesn't hold of the psulin of Midrabbana. Blaz of Shimon says, you have 10 days. It doesn't make difference. There's no psulina. He argues on two things. He argues on Begishtom, and he argues on the psulina. Comes along Abai, and Abai says, well, I follow like Rebbe, right? I follow like Rebbe. However, according to Rebbe, Begishtom, you don't have over here, because it's a new Marocha. It's Trumas Hadeshen. What do I have over here? The Psulina Midrabbanon. Rabbanon Meiko from Cruz Geva to what's name? Comes along Rava, and Rava says, no. Rabbi Yochanan is telling me new Chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan is telling me that you're right. When it comes to the Daraisa Begishtom, I hold like Rebbe. 100%. We paskin like Rebbe. And therefore the Raman paskins in Halachaches, that if you don't wash your hands every day, you're over which is the Daraisa of Begishtom. And Midaraisa, Mifsalas Belina, he paskins like Rebbe. However, when it comes to something where you don't have the problem of Begishtom, i.e. a Trumas Hadeshen, so there the Begishtom there's no problem because it's a new day, it's a new Marocha. So what's the problem, Psulina? Here Rabbi Yochanan paskins, not like Rebbe, but paskins like Rabbi Lazar Shimon, and there's no Psulina. That's exactly what Seth said in the beginning, all the way in the beginning of this year. That's exactly what Rav is saying. Rav says, we read the words of Rav again. Makes so much sense. Says Rav, second line, Rav Amar, Lo'olam Rav Lazar Rav Shimon hi, V'ra Rav Yechon Edvara, V'tchila Savoyde, V'lo Yechon Savoyde, which means that that when it comes to psulino, where by truma sedeshin there is no begishtam, because it's part of the new day, it's part of the new gisha chadasha, the only problem is only psulina. Psulina, we paskin like Reb Lazar, Reb Yechon paskin like Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, and there is no psulina at all, like Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon says. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon happens to hold there's no begishtam either, that we don't paskin like. But when it comes to psulina, this dude in the Rabbanon, Abaya says, new din Rabban we hold of, just not from Cruz Geber till Alois HaShachar. Rabbi says, no, he holds like a Lazar Reb Shimon when it comes to psulina, and there's no psul whatsoever. So therefore, when it comes to the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense now. The Rambam and Allah Ches paskins like Rebbe, because that's Vigishtam. When it comes to Allah Ches, where there is no Vigishtam, it's a new Gisha Chadasha, he paskins like Rabbi, and Rabbi holds that when it comes to psulina, there is no psulina at all, because there's no psulina, he passing like a blood of Shimon. And therefore, Rambam says, there's no problem. Which means, there is no begishtam. It's the beginning of the day. No begishtam, it's for the new thing. Psulina. We don't hold psulina, because we hold like a blood of Shimon. That's exactly what Rambam says. And now it makes sense why the Rambam holds that this lina is different than every other lina. Lina's emurim, lina's basar, lina's dam. That's all the issa, the rice of lina. The earth alois shachar. Not talking about over here, our case. We're talking about Truma Sedeshan. Truma Sedeshan, there is no Kiddush Adayim Baraglayim. So there is no psul by Truma Sedeshan. There is no psul lina midar raisa. Because it's the new avoida. So what do you have only over here? Only this new psul lina midar abonon. So he says, Rama says, well, that psulina, of course you don't hold of it, but that psulina on the Kiddush Reimberg line would only apply by Netzach Hama, it wouldn't apply by Alois HaShachar, because it's not a regular case of lina. So that's exactly what you said.
No.
Why not?
It's not, I mean, it's not fancier, but
same idea, but that... No, clearly they're not like that. What?
The Kesef Mishnah, look at the end here.
He says,
the
Bible
Where
are you reading?
The Kesef Mishnah on the left side.
Probably
a few lines above
for
the
view. Oh. We're
explaining the Ramah, sorry.
Yes, what do you say? Upir Rashi before that?
After that.
Upir Rashi Mitzchil Savoida, Shazum Mitzchil Savoida Yamabo. Lo ilum Reblaz Bepshimen, Vora Abiyach Nivav Shavuelaz Bepshimen, Mitzchil Savoidaim, the Lay Pasa Bolina. Yeah, I saw that question actually. The Lay Pasa Bolina. It's not some Pshat Gemara, no. I know, I don't. But why is Truma Sedeshin different? Why is Truma Sedeshin different? So that's what I'm, according to this Pshat, you understand what Truma Sedeshin is different.
But clearly, I think the separate of Gemara and the Kesef Mishnah seem to understand that way also, that they're linked. There's no separate Begishtam and Lina. It's all one.
Correct. So if it's all one thing, so why? So I know, so then why is it no Psulina? Why, when it comes to Truma Sedeshin, we don't hold the psulina? If it's all one thing, the Rambam clearly holds like a buyer, like a right Rebbe.
Why is there all the psulina's
side? Yeah.
Because Rebbe understands, Rebbe is both. Is lina and begishtam.
Correct.
And Lazar Shimon
is neither.
Right.
Is neither. Correct. Well, by the way, that's where you learn Pashab Shat. That Rebbe holds both begishtam and lina, and he holds both yes good, he holds both no good. And Abrava, how does Rava split the Pesach and Rabbi Yechanan? And Rama clearly passes like one and the other. Okay, he holds like Rabbi Yechanan. Okay, the question is, where does Rabbi Yechanan get it from? Now I'm telling you is that Truma Sedeshim fulfills the Begishtam, because the Gisha Chadasha, the new Dirabbanan of Lina was never more than a Din Dirabbanan. Right? And by the way, that answers the first question also. Because if the way you learn it, Pashup Shat, so how come Abai, according to Abaya, he suddenly argued in the previous Gemara? He didn't answer that question, right? The first Gemara says, it's all the Raisa, the Gishtam. Comes Abaya, says, no, it's only Lina, it's only the Rabbanon. But you hear that? You know that question is also answered. In other words, according to Abaya, the previous Gemara is the Gishtam. It's all the Raisa. Comes along Abaya, no, Lina is only the Rabbanon. What do you mean? We just said Lina is the Raisa. According to the way we're saying now, because Amma wants to say, is that no, that Lina was never more than a Drabbanon. Because the Gemara had two things before. One is the Begishtam, one is the Lina. Lina was never more than the Drabbanon. Comes to Gabbai and says, by the way, here there's no problem with Begishtam. Truma Sedeshin. What's the problem, Lina? Lina's only the Drabbanon. We make up from Cruz Gavin. Comes along Rava. I disagree with that. But I happen to hold that since there's two separate things, so when it comes to Trumas Hadeshen, where there's no Begishim, just Lina, when it comes to Begishim, we pass like Rebbe. When it comes to Lina, we pass like Rav Zev Shimon. Done. That's what Rambam's saying. Comes to Begishim, we pass like Rebbe, Halacha Ches. Halacha Tes, talking about Lina. Okay, only Lina. Lina, we pass like Rav Zev Shimon. There's no Lina. Lina doesn't pass. If it's two separate psukim, you can learn that. Yeah. Right. You can say it's specific to Trumas Hadeshen. The way he's saying now is not specific to Trumas Hadeshen. The whole Gemara before, correct. There might be actually another Nachmin also. If you have the Varm Pudarim on the old one. Abaya holds there is Lina. Rebbe holds there is Lina. Yeah, but it could be that whole Lina. The way we're saying now, that whole Lina is Rabbanon. The way you're saying, Rebbe holds there is Lina, but not by Trumas Hadeshen. Oh, now Rabbi Yochanan doesn't pass it. And the Rambam, when he passes it like Rabbi, he means not like Rabbi Yochanan. Right, right. And the first one is only talking about not Trumas Hadeshen, just regular case like that. Yeah.
Why is Trumas Hadeshen allowed
in? Why is Trumas Hadeshen?
Why is it?
Trumas Hadeshen, because it's supposed to really. That's the question. That's the question. I mean, you can say that's Machlokes Abaye and Rava. That is Machlokes Abaye and Rava. That's why Abaye held clearly. Abaye held clearly that Trumas Hadeshen is part of the day before. Just the Dinder Rabbanon, we're not so machmir. And the Rav says, no, it's part of the next day, and therefore there's no, you can learn like that also. You can play around.
I'm trying to pick and choose your sheet. Either
there's
sort of
like Abaye, and there's sort of like Rav. Because, no, so the way Abaye learned is he learned from the beginning that two.
Rav.
I know, so he holds, but excuse me, he paskins. But if you hold the one halach, it's hard to say that. But if you hold it, like I'm saying, and like he's saying, if you hold the two separate halachas, one is the gishtam, and one is lina, the gishtam is in the raisa, and lina is in the rabbanon, nobody argues in that. And Rebbe holds, both them are forbidden, one the raisa, one the rabbanon, and Rebbe Elazar ben Shem says both are permitted, one the raisa, one the rabbanon. Correct? He doesn't hold the Rabban Lina, he doesn't hold the Begishtam, he doesn't hold anything. It's all good.
Right, so you have to
so,
take your
Besorah. No, but it depends. When it comes to the Pasuk Deraisa, I passing like him, Begishtam, like Rebbe, I'm Machmed Deraisa. When it comes to the Machlekes, on the Lina de Rabbanon, there's new halach of Lina, on Kiddush and Daimler Lime, which is not in the hands, there's new funny type of Alicha, I'm passing like a Blazer Beshimon, which is okay. Why? The Din Lina. The Lina is the Rabbanon part. The new halacha, the Lina parcels, is only the Rabbanon. And by the way, I can hear the difference also. Because Begishtam is on the day, or the Avoida. That's Mechayev to wash my hands. Lina means, my previous Kiddush of the Lime, did that become parcel or not? That's paskening on my old Kiddush. Was that good or not? Did it become possible, Lina? That's one halacha. There's another halacha. A new day, Begishtam, you gotta wash your hands. Machmas, the fact that it's a new day, that's mechayev to wash Kiddush Steinberg Lime again. Two separate halachas. I mean, you wanna think, the way you wanna tell me that the Rishonim were not so briskish, and they said it's two separate halachas. But you wash your hands, who cares because of that, because of that. But you look at it, one is a din, the day is mechayev, a new washing the hands. The other is halacha, that your previous one is no good. It became possible. Why did it become possible? Nifsal Belina. Which by itself is a chiddush. That's what Rashi says. It's only Dinder Rabbanan. Actually, Rashi says, you look into Rashi, Rashi says, Pshat in Abaya, and it makes sense. That's why it's going to Rav also. Look in Rashi, in the Sugya, over here, when he says Abaya, Velina de Rabbanan. Look in Rashi, Velina de Rabbanan base. Velina de Rabbanan, Lina zu shetoyel bekiddush, she'ein amayim befoneinu. Right? The fact that Lina passels by Kiddush Adayim Baglayim, the water is not in front of us. Mi de Rabbanon hu de Gazaba, shleit de Zalzel, Belina. Right? So Abai is right. The whole concept of passeling Lina. What do you mean? Lina passeling Kiddush Adayim. We don't have that anywhere. That's not a water that's getting passeled. The Kiddush was getting passeled. But there's nothing here that's passel Belina. That whole thing is only Xera, because you might, if you're going to allow this, then you're going to allow the water also being good overnight. Correct.
Oh,
that's the thing. No, Shema Tezalzel, because they're going to keep the water. They say this is going to... Oh, I don't know. It's a question. All right. It's a question. Why this yes, why this not? But if I make sense, the whole concept of something passing Belina can be more than the Rabbanon. There's nothing coming possible over here. So according to the way Rabbi Zalman learns, both Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon both say that a Din Psulina is the Rabbanon. They both say it's the Rabbanon. Just he holds it's Mutter the Rabbanon, and he says also the Rabbanon. Meaning, Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon says no such Gzeira, and the Rebbe says, yeah, there is a Gzeira. But Abai and Rava don't argue in that. They both learned that's a pshat in Rebbe. When it comes to the Gishtam, it's a new halacha. That's, every day has to have a new thing. Okay, happens not to apply by Trumas Hadeshen because there's a new Gisha. So the whole Gemara that talks about Trumas Hadeshen is only Gemara on the second halacha of Lina. And that's a question on, do we say the Rabbana or not? Says Abaya, it's only the Rabbana, we'll be Mekel. Says Rava, well, it happens to be, when it comes to this machlekes, I pass it like a Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Simple. Done. Shot in the Rambam. What? There is big enough to meet between the two. Between Abai and Rava? What's an Afkamina? In factual, there's no Afkamina by Truma Sedeshan. No. By Prima of course, an Afkamina. Gemara says both for the same reason. Abiyachan Allah is correct. It's the same Allah and Abiyachan. What's the reason to Abiyachan? One is because Rabbanu and Mako from Kutzagever to what's name, and the other one because we pass the Rabbanu and there's no such halacha. There's no Issa the Rabbanu at all. That's all. New way of looking at it, taking apart a Rambam. Not bad. What? Yeah.